Blog Talk Radio. Chuck D, Daddy D.E. on the remix. Hun, hold the flick, go check it. Before I step down when I'm in your town, you know I got to shut them down.
That's right, just a just threat film.
I told you niggas 9, 10 times, stop fucking with me.
And I'm serious about mine, I'm so sincere.
I done told you niggas 9 albums, stop fucking with me.
Chop your foot inside the backless like drug money.
I done told you niggas 9 on me, stop fucking with me.
What? Nigga, I throw a Molotov cocktail through your mama's mama's house. Nigga, what's up?
You niggas must got 9 lives.
Nigga, I take a mop handle off, nigga, and sweep, nigga. Hold on, nigga, what?
Put that knife in you. Take a little bit of life from you. Am I frightening you? Shall I continue? I put the gun to you. I let it sing you a song. I let it hum to you. The other one sing along. Now it's a duet, and you wet when you check out the technique from the 2 texts. And I don't need 2 lips to blow this like a trumpet, you dumb shit. This is an unusual musical. I conduct it. You looking at the black Warren Buffett, so all critics conduct sick. I don't care if you see Dolores Tuckett or you Bill O'Reilly. You only riling me up. For 3 years, they had me peeing out of a cup. Now they about to free me up. What you think I'm gonna be? What? Rehabilitated, man. I still feel hatred. I'm young, black, and rich, so they wanna strip me naked. But you never had me like Christina Aguilera. But catch me down the west side driving like Halle Berry or the FDR in the seat of my car. Screaming out the sunroof, death to y'all. You can't kill me. I live forever through these bars. I put the wolves on you. I put a price on your head. The whole hood'll want you. Starting to look like bread. I send them boys at you. I ain't talking about fans, nigga. Them body snatchers. Nigga, you heard what I said. I'll make them late for you to 5 in the morning. Put your scars on the side of your garment. Dig a hole in the desert, they build the sands on you. Lay out blueprint plans on you. We rat pack niggas, let Sam tap dance on you. Then Sinatra shot you, goddamn you. I put the boy in the box like David Blaine. Let the audience watch, it ain't a thing. Y'all wish I was front. I George Bush the button. Put an oil in your car, lift up your hood, nigga, run it. Then lift up your whole hood like you got oil under it. Your boy got the goods, y'all don't want none of it. Like, catch the oil, I catch the troy. You change your face or the bullets change all that for you. Y'all niggas is targets, y'all garages for bullets. Please don't make me pocket in your upper level. Valet a couple strays from a 38 special, nigga, God bless. I'll make them late for you to 5 in the morning. Put your smartphone inside of your garment. When the gun is tough, untucked, nigga, you dies like nunchucks. Held by the jet L.I. I'm the one thus meaning no one must try. No 2, no 3, no 4. No why? Because 1, 4, 5 might blow your high. You ain't gotta go to church, you get to know your God. It's a match made in heaven when I black slated 7. Put you on the nigga news, you PN in 11. Where you been? You ain't heard, got the word that I'm so sincere. I'm especially Joe Pesci with a friend. I will kill you, commit suicide and kill you again. I'll make a label you to 5 in the morning. Put your smarts on the side of your garment. Nigga, stop fucking with me.
Audience.
They love you, Nate. Look at them.
Yeah. Feel good. Feels real good. Feels real good to have people up on it.
Yeah, man. Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that
grown and
sexy R&B. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What's going on, Seed?
Oh man, can't call it, man. It's a beautiful Saturday. You know,
right.
Cinco de Mayo.
Exactly. And
yeah.
and it's the fight tonight, too. Mayweather
yeah.
and Cotto.
Who you going for? Who you going for?
I'm going to have to, you know, I have to go with Money Mayweather.
All right,
And that's not because, you know, I'm black and he's, it's nothing like that. Like, you know, like I love Cotto. I love Cotto. But he's not going to beat Money Mayweather. He's not fast enough.
Can I tell you some real shit? You know, I ain't even going to lie. I'm going for Mayweather because he's black. You know,
Well, that's okay. That's good,
too. Undefeated.
And he's undefeated.
Yo, I was looking at something on TV the other day, and it showed Mayweather, him and 50, you know, out shopping, buying shoes for Mayweather's fiance or whatever, right? Meanwhile, they showed Cotto. He was actually in the gym training, so I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I'm saying, but that's how Mayweather is, and then he'll go to the gym for hours on end and things like that. And you know, he's got to show you like I'm real flashy. Like the last 24/7 he did, they was just like using the money as a phone, talking into the money. I'm like Jesus. This is crazy, right?
But, you know, you're always going to get a show. Yeah, you're always going to get a show.
You're going to get a show no matter what. And it's definitely worth it. I pay pay-per-view money for that. Nothing else really outside of that, though.
Shout out to everybody that's watching the fight. Shout out to everybody that's not going to watch the fight, that's going to hear about the fight. you know.
Well, at least I hope you're getting your margarita on for Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, something.
Because
something.
That's happening. That's happening tonight for me anyway. I got the fight. I got the margaritas. And my girl's bringing over this white Hennessy. I'm like,
that's
really?
Right.
White Hennessy?
Uh-huh.
And I'm Hennessy on Six Man Radio. On Six Man Radio. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's a big event. We got a
big
guest on the show tonight. Two big
guests. We got two big guests tonight.
That's right.
First,
we got Pete. Well, who we got first?
You just said it all.
I said it a little bit. It's on the tip of my list, but I'm going to say the first guest, who's Pete Rock, the legendary, the one of the pioneers that really shaped hip-hop for us anyway. You know, I don't know about anybody else, but I know I can speak for me and Seed. He shaped hip-hop in a way that's incredible.
Five. All time producers and top three of all time MC / producers.
That's
you
right.
I mean?
That's right.
For real. And our next guest after him, who we got on board, we got Talib Kweli, you know, super lyricist, you know. We got a lot to talk about. You know, it's a lot of good music out there.
He's a big activist, too. He's a crazy activist.
Yeah,
so
absolutely. So, you know, Six Man Radio.
About that.
Six Man Radio, you already know how we bring it to you every week. Shout out to Jean Grey and Precious Paris. You know, I was looking at their numbers. Their numbers is out of here. Like they numbers right now. Yeah, so shout out to them.
I gotta say one more shout out though to Uptown Collective. They posted our show on their site. Thank you so much because you know, they're all about true hip-hop. They featured Pete Rock last summer at this little spot uptown, which was a killer series. So definitely good love for Six Man Radio on Uptown Collective.
Yeah. Like I was saying, we had a death in the family.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
You know, R.I.P. to MCA from the, you know, the groundbreaking group. Beastie Boys, man, you know, Beastie Boys is groundbreaking. When I say groundbreaking, I mean groundbreaking, man.
Yep.
You know, it's terrible. It's terrible that we lost another one, you know, to some bullshit, man. You know,
so on
behalf of Six Man Radio, you know, we send condolences to, you know, to his family and to all the people who loved him, you know.
Yes, definitely. So,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
That's a big blow. Another blow to hip hop this year again, you know. So we pioneers, you know, we move on, but we definitely don't forget anyone like that because he definitely changed the game in the Beastie Boys. They were like, you know, the white Run DMC. That's kind of how I felt when they came out.
Pretty much. You know, very, very, very groundbreaking group, and I can't even go on about it. Any, you know, matter of fact, let's do this. Let's show love and get into a couple of they joints, the Beastie Boys joints, real
all
quick.
Right.
You know, just, cool. let's just do that for them. All right, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. We going into the Beastie Boys, Paul Revere. Let's get it.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that rock. And me,
my team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's watches on my tail. Girl.
keep rocking, see I'm swing for 94.
Welcome to the zone where the strong only survive. The places I drive, all the gangsters can't stay alive. Take my universal journey through the jungles of the hardest town, where my brothers lay their life down. You want something to play with? Go find yourself some toys when you mistake these grown men for little boys. More real than what is real, so feel I'm sending. Compared to God with no beginning and will have no ending. My blessing rings are down with the king's revelation that heard me on a run. DMC's reincarnation. Child abuse, women loose, robbery, and triple homicide. Everywhere this black man resides still. Check the monologue, I'm off a 6 a.m. job to regain my powers. Do what's set before the showers. I'm primed for the summertime, the big time bowler. But any season, no reason we can't take it over.
It's about that time for black folks. It's about that time. century. Speak rap minds essentially on the MIC. I hold a mic appliance like science. My competitors and clients. Worldwide is my words coincide with real life. Think twice, transmit like true lies is televised. Take my manuscripts out of context. Who want next? Situation is complex. Stop the nonsense. It's 98. Time to set the record straight, separate movers and shakers from those that hesitate. Your featherweight, name carry weight in every state. Your name brand, no frail niggas, just marinate. It's Pete Rock, new world innovator, crush imitators. 5 years since the creator, snuff said, as I paint the town red and move ahead.
And it's time for that.
Not a show begins, it's all night. No, everything is not perfect.
length. My scenery decorated with priceless paint. Blind rightness, black it out, nights is blank. This is banned by the hold of the clobber. Shut the fuck up before I heat up the crust of your peach cobbler. You're 90% agua. The phantom of the opera is the man of aqua. Southeast like a Miami Dolphin. Coughing on Kush, the crooks get it popping. From Tiffany's 80 blocks is what you got lost in. On ice. Low vibe.
Put the needle to the grind, yeah. Representing one kind, see you're not for the blind. Witness what I carry on, bears a further purpose. From how we do slam a few, then you wanna purchase. A dialogue of funk, you love to pop it in your trunk. I win more discipline than a Shaolin monk. Peak rock and CL, well set to spark it. The powerful target to destroy the black market. But when you say black, listen, I don't know, you lose me. I guess another beggar can't afford to be choosy. I come to the maximum, artist on the major label. Any duplication of this one is fatal. On 125, I gotta hit your line. Beat your ass with my tape, any race or shape. Cause if they got mine, they got yours too. But together, here's what we gotta do. High rate. Every time we sample all the pastime great, yeah. Stick it in the SP 1200 key to make a loop. Lovely way to troop in the Lexus coupe. Just a little bit, set to make a whole lot happen. The musical inside my rapping, yeah. Written by the CL, produced by the PR. And then in any credit that you heard thus far, a start from scratch cause the bass line's critical, yeah. Better than the original who first made it. Now you wanna sue me, but fans never boo me, yeah. Believe I know the times we've been broke too, G, right. Here's another sample clear, see you get the hell out of here. Like a bootleg, you're over for the year. You only get the credit where the credit is due. So listen, what I shout out is true, yeah, it's true. You got to tell them so. You got to tell them so. Like the strands of lens, well, I'm thinking that said. Here to go to the head and count the locks on the dread. Ionide lit to verify, forming a multiply. A theory, many thought a conspiracy. Here to let you know that it applies to all of us. You're no exceptions to the ruling as a plus. Cause who job left, let no one curse. Straighten out what I be about, reckon above the clout. And let the management work for me, because I don't need the unnecessary hostility. A proper marketing plan so we can gobble up the dough. Straighten it out so everybody know the kids are official with the purpose of a smooth surface. Kicking the surface one time to make them nervous. We're finally here and very long overdue. Pete Rock, this one for the crew. Everybody must. You gotta. Everybody must.
Great. yeah. Call me the black champion, yes, damn. Wanna test now, so let's grab the Mac and best. Bless him if he's stretched out. Amazing blazing purple haze faces. Blazing Asians in Mercedes-Benz faces. Yo, moving through the tavern. Guns that burn, guns that learn. Stabbing an intern, corporate book of words. Isotola, Motorola, gun reloaders. Broads with rollers, we're wet. Lens solars, let's blowers who owe us. Call up Commissionary Gordon. Son, go on the warden, that the Lord is back. Rolling with his sword again. Mixtape, masturbation, mate. Great plates, ice shake. Guns with bitches jumping out of white cakes. This song for real, indeed. Lex, Leonardo, shells that's hollow. Since whipper through the 52 glow. A horror, carry the stainless steel armor. Nurture the church, avenue drama. Yo, African gold from Ghana. Puffing these marijuanas, make a law. Catch Alzheimer's, beating red the birds. Yelling, fuck old time.
Hey, hey, get your life killed. Can't recognize right will. Game, slight chill. Say we play the same game. Subliminary mills, smash wheels. Night chills, regardless what call. Things won't be the same game. So get your life killed. Can't recognize right will. Game, slight chill. Say we play the same game. Subliminary mills, smash wheels. Night chills, my chills. Baby, Paul won't be the same game.
Check this out. One, two, three.
Segregate those fake poems. Separate the bullshit from the authentic. Vintage, rhyme division, got the globe listening. My rap scroll belittles your goals and visions. Prohibition got my whole block pissing Christian. With 51 done to have you all balanced walking. Don't let the emotions get involved talking to the wrong culprit. The killer be the soft spoken. So what's your intentions? You wanna glow for the moment? Throwing your two pennies in your voting. I rock for the few chosen who got their third minds open. Write a page that'll engage war and incite fights. Be on the look for the bright lights and north winds. The trumpets be the mics. This side's malevolent. You don't belong in my eyesight. These are powerful. So the other light and things won't be the same. The game's over.
Hey, hey, here's your life killed. Can't recognize right well. Game's slight chill. Same, say the same game. Subliminary mills, smash wheels. Night chills, regardless what ball. Things won't be the same game. So get your life killed. Can't recognize right well. Game's slight chill. Same, say the same game.
You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be.
MC Ultra, high baller, bankroll, alcohol vulture, garlic balls, dice and chilla okra, tally ho, pity pack, bag gamma pro, pink salmon, five spring rolls, no meat. You love my intro, half a face, wig show together like Manhattan Chase, looking like spatula plays, check behind a Jace, cast a Troy, laying for Travolta, Mike gun pump, laying on the floor, clogs bleeding, watermelon chunks, hold up. Sprinkle a hash, Tony Stastic, snatch risen, last piece of fish right off the glass dish. Butter obese, bagel tracks, wavy hair decks, lay it down, straw hat style. Butterball, crown time, life investments. When broke, I wrote the Old Testament, crash zones, now perform excellence. Words with the president, brunch with Yeltsin, Gorbachev under the nuts, he out in Belgium. 6 and a half monkeys, 12 Nazis, 4 disappeared, VA2, 1 flash is in air, God's replica, no real drop, motionless, mom Cressica, tilt the hat like Esther.
It's all gang, gang, here's your life, kill, can't recognize right will, gang, slight chill, same, say the same game. Subliminary mills, smash drills, night chill, regardless what ball, things won't be the same game. Forget your life, kill, can't recognize right will, gang, slight chill, same, say the same game. Subliminary mills, smash drills, night chill.
Hey yo, I rumble into action. Son, I'm right on target. Legendary status with the way the track started. It's on at any second with the high stakes. Drama, the game's teeth sharp like piranha. There's a million style fighters who try to create. Make no mistake, real niggas challenge the fake. Most valuable SP, 1200 gold medals. Great prodigy, ghost rhyme professional. The original, Pete Rock is like solar ice. Dynamite with the mic device. Now roll the dice for the game of death. Snake eyes, baby, part of Boy Wonder the press.
We'll be right back. might break your hips to the sound left legit. I come to make a hit. I usually bust glasses for my brother CL Smooth, but I decided to get wrecked on this groove. As I provide your slide, you're going on a ride. I know the weather's nice, there's no need to play the outside. Guess who's on the flyer? The man of your desire. Pete Rock and CL Smooth, all the honey dips admire. Beats are rough and rugged, Pete Rock is the creator. Now I'm busting rappers, well, switching crossfaders, making sure my sound hits from here to Grenada. Honey gave me skins, man, I told her friends I ate her. But wait, I'll save the subject for later, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator. I'm addicted like a stove, not into gold.
Yo, Pete, there's a girl on the phone.
Telling her hold, cause I'm busy kicking rhymes to the rhythm. 4 to 5 with soul, cause that's what I give them. Honey swim my line, cause I always seem to capture. Beats made a rupture, rhymes made a rapture. Far from illiterate, always seem to get a hit. If you try to step to this, don't even consider it. Skins when I want them, but only when I eat them. To set the record straight, I'll be damned if I eat them. Call me Pete Rock, I make the girls flop. And if you want a beat like this, I got them in stock. So flow with the flow, because you know I'm good to go as I proceed to get wrecked on your stereo. Not an imitator, just a crowd motivator, but it's time to get wrecked with the creator.
On the shoulder, roll her over, then I belt her, leave her right when the joint is tight. Lovely when it's loose, produce the proper juice. Plus, I never hump a juice. Give me the head on the waterbed, play you like a broke head. Slide the flavors on the sled, listen to what he said. Come and lie on the bear skin. Notice how the fur make him grin. Cover the checks and then I go cash him in. Hold the zipper, unlock him, grab a whole bag of treats. Hear the hooker slam the butcher with the biggest sack of meat. Take 2 hands to hold it, flip it out and unroll it. If you spot a brother larger than the next man, stole it. Cool now, you know the mecca on the bang bang, begging a pardon as I knock a new skin sang sang. CL, kicking flavors with the grand poobah, speaking on the wind, I'm about to hit the skin.
Kind of fucked up with having a Magic Johnson. nothing. But anyway, you know the resume. Time to drop the jabos and parlay. Hey, I rock the world of a big body girl. Won't hit the stings if she got a Jerry curl. Cause when I jump into my thing, I make the bed spring sing. And you can ask my old thing, who's the bedroom king? Hit the skins hard, she hang on to the bedpost. Then I drop my load and get up and make some friends toast. Run and get the paper and it won't be the post. After that, you know the flavor, I'm ghost.
Wind. Cozy like my Timbs and brims, but never heard a bigger limb around the rim. Just a hurdle in the proper girdle, sum it up surgical. Lay down the pubic and the stuff won't curdle. I got the remedy for competition, if any. Sweeping with the enemy who never got a pretty penny. Skins are whipped, check the lower lip, pal of mine. Now you know the Pete Rock skins all the time.
Oh, Pete Rock. Raw as I ever been. Give me room so I can speak about the skin. Take a tidbit. But God, can you dig it? Sisters play me close and they want my beeper digits. Cause I love them undercover, the chocolate boy wonder. Breaks like an earthquake, booming like thunder. Tell the honey dip the blouse. Slip in the house, sip the stout with the boots and I'm out.
Like the eyes, we supply these in between the sheets. Follow yes, another trail as if I had on cleats. Rip my way through a negligee, park it like a valet. Sure it's okay, just met the skins yesterday. Tap the bag. Drawers, lay the Lord's lovely, puff it up. Pull the ride, honey, buckle up, smearing all your makeup. CL, correct it well, a bombshell finishing. So get the tunnel vision on how I hit the skin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. P-Rock on the way. 6 Men Radio. In the meantime.
Add a little sugar.
The street office, now the 9 A&Rs in the cheap office. Rappers they never got signed, but they keep offers. Girls is way too fine for us to keep offers. Gave her a handshake only for my man's sake. She in a birthday suit cause of the damn cake. Now it's crumbs all over the damn place, and she want me to come all over her damn face. I never understood Planned Parenthood cause I never met nobody planned to be a parent in a hood. Taking refills of that Plan B pill. Another shorty that won't make it to the family will. If I don't make it, can't take it, hope the family will. They ain't crazy, they don't know how insanity feel. Don T just had a shorty, so it's not that bad. But I still hear the ghosts of the kids I never had. Perfecto, you know the demo, the boy act wild. You ain't get the memo, easy's back in style. Now one room got Gidget, the other got Bridget. What's more tripped out, dog, is they sisters. Nah, you ain't listen, they black, they sisters. They mama named them after white bitches. The next time you see me on your fallopian, though the Zulu's Egyptian, know the hunger's Ethiopian. Stupid questions like, is he gonna be dope again? Have you seen him? Has anybody spoke to him? This beat deserves Hennessy, a bad bitch, and a bag of weed, the Holy Trinity. In the mirror where I see my only enemy. Your life curse will mine's an obscenity.
Red light.
that thing roll.
In the hood when I was back on my pajama shit. Afros and marijuana sticks. Seeds in the ganja had it popping like the sample that I'm rhyming with. P-Rock, let the needle drop. I sing so much as a kid, they surprised I don't needle pop. Taking sips of pop, six pack of melanin. Pink champagne, Valentine L. Valley's on my feet, help me balance out well. Sad in the shit, I used to balance on the scale. I got it honest from the parties from mama's Virgin Mary try to judge her. I'm like, where the Madonna's now? Give all glory to Gloria. They said you raised that boy too fast, but you was raised in the warrior. We victorious, they'll never take the joy from us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nick D. Michelle. What's good, Nick? What's going on?
Nothing. Enjoying this Saturday night Cinco de Mayo, chilling.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all. On the way, we got Pete Rock and Talib Kweli. They on the way. In the meantime, what happened this week, Nate? Because it was kind of a crazy week. It was whirlwind. It went kind of quick. We already touched on the death of MCA, which was,
it was a big blow.
That was crazy because that pretty much shook everything. I saw that everywhere. Everywhere I looked.
Yeah, it was like a
that.
Pause, like. I don't think people were expecting it because you did hear that he was ill, but, you know, it kind of quieted down and, you know, nothing was said too much after that. But then you just didn't hear nothing. You didn't know, like, he might have been fighting the cancer for a while and it just took a turn for the worse, I guess. Cause
what kind of cancer was it?
I can't remember, honestly. I'm going to see what kind of cancer it is, but... It seems like cancer is just taking everybody. Like, that's really just scary to me. Like, something's just going on, you know? There's a lot of people that are just dying from cancer, and it's like a rampant rate. Like, back in the days, like the storms, you never really heard, like, a bunch of people dying from cancer back-to-back all the time. It's, like, really crazy now, so.
Yeah, it's almost epidemic now, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely epidemic, you know, the way people are dying. But you know what I peeped this week, you know, shout out to everybody at, I guess, Hip Hop Point of View, because I peeped that show, and I didn't expect MTV to really do their thing with this
crazy
show.
Yeah.
It's really, really good. I was surprised, like, wait a minute.
Wow.
I think they got a little hit on their hands. I mean, the panel discussion...
Wait,
I think I saw that.
It had Charlamagne on there.
Yeah, Charlamagne Tha God is on the panel.
Yeah,
Amanda Diva, and these three other industry people, and you know it's pretty good. I mean, the commentary is good, and yeah, you know they do feature people like they always have an artist at the end of the show perform. Last week it was Kendrick Lamar, and then the week before that it was like Waka Flocka. Which, like, you know, you kind of want to say, whatever, but
you've
got a mad following.
Yeah.
Everybody knew the words, the lyrics and everything, and it wasn't like youngins in the crowd that was just doing it, you know, so.
Yeah,
it's
a
pretty good show, I have to say, like, you know, you should definitely check it out. It's true to hip-hop, and it's not just, like, catering to, like, who's, it doesn't feel like a payola thing, you know. It just feels, like, naturally people are just saying how they feel and everything like that. So, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Oh, hold on, man. Not to cut you off, but we got a caller on the line.
All right.
I want to see who, I want to go to the line, see who that is. Six Man Radio, who we got on the line?
Yo, yo, you got the boy Wonder on the line, kid.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
So number one.
Yes,
ladies,
sir.
And gentlemen, yeah, the legendary P-Rock. What's going on, bro?
Man, I'm chilling, man. Just actually just came from the supermarket.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
You must be getting ready for the fight.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who you got? Who you got for the fight?
You know who I got? Money Mayweather, man.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Cotto's a good fighter. I'm not taking nothing away from the PRs. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But Cotto knocked a couple of cats out. And I've seen him give Pacquiao a good run. You know what I mean? I this is going to be interesting tonight.
It is.
And did you know that Sugar Shane is on the undercard?
Is what?
Sugar Shane is on the undercard. He's fighting Alvarez. You ever seen Alvarez fight?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've seen him fight.
Yeah.
That should be an easy one for Shane.
It's not
going to
be easy.
Wow.
Alvarez,
I never seen Alvarez.
You
got
to check that fight, too. No matter what you do, check that fight.
It's all on TiVo anyway. Everything's TiVo. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, yo, thank you for calling in, first and foremost, you know. But we was playing a lot of the remixes. I went into a lot of the early remixes.
Okay.
I want to ask you, what's the one that's near and dear to your heart, you know?
Remix?
Yeah, I want to start there. There's so much I want to ask you, you know what I mean? But
we're
going to start there. The biggest remix.
My biggest remix was my first debut, Public Enemy, Shut 'Em Down. I was like, I was just turned 17 when I started working on it, you know what I'm saying? And that was like my coming out right there, that joint, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Wow.
Before that, it was just like me doing a lot of co-production, nothing that really flew dolo, you know, like me just producing by myself. I did one project by myself, and it was a disaster, but the music turned out dope, but... working in the studio with the engineer that we both didn't know what we was doing, you know, it was crazy. And I was so young at that time, you know, but it was Groovy Chill. It was their first album. I did a title track to it and then another song on the album. So, yeah, that was me wet right there. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Wet out the gate.
Super wet.
So
a
lot of people don't know, hip hop heads do know, but a lot of people don't know that you were on WBLS with Marley Marl as his DJ, and you were very young. You were like 17 years old. 15?
No, I was 15 on the radio.
Get out.
Yeah, Marley
That's
recruited
crazy.
Me. You
like,
know,
how did you get there? How did that happen?
My cousin Evie D, rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, he was pitching me all over the place. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, when he was going to work with Marley on, I think he was working on the Big Time album at the time, he brought me with him. You know, he brought me with him. You know, I begged him to go. You know, I was like, please, that's Marley Marl, please. So, you know, he takes me. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, in that journey itself was, you know, walking in his crib and saying, man, damn. Kane, Biz, Shan, Shantae. I mean, Jesus Christ. I was a huge fan, you know. So walking in his crib, I was just all blown away and melting and stuff. And then when they started working, you know, at the time, Marley needed a replacement because my homie DJ Kevy Kev had gotten into a car accident at the time. And then, you know, I kind of replaced him. And when I did, Marley kept me, you know what I'm saying? Enough love to Kevy Kev because he's actually on Twitter and Facebook with me, and we conversate all the time about old stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a blessing in disguise. I didn't even see it coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy. And,
that had to feel crazy.
Yeah, me being a fan of Marley Marl's beats at 15 years old, I was like, you know what? I'm like, damn, you know, I always wanted to, you know, play the background, like, you know, do music and play the background. not be in the forefront. I just want to be that man in the background. And then I ended up being that and some, you know, finding a rapper that'll compliment my music. So it was beautiful, man. It was a beautiful thing with Heavy D, man, just, you know, taking me under his wing. And, you know, I used to be on tour with him just carrying crates of records and, you know, the same story that everybody has.
Unbelievable story, God bless him. He helped everyone, but he saw something special in me
because we're family, and it's like, oh man, let's start with you. And then, you know, it was like, once he got his deal, it was like, all right, let me take you under my wing, boom boom. And I listened and I learned, and you know. And the next thing you know, I started, you know, working with Eddie F. more closely on the production side.
Mm-hmm.
We had a team called Untouchables, and that's how, you know, I started getting work out there and, you know, pitching my music to these labels. And, and you know, one thing led to another, man, and God bless, man. I'm here to tell that story, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
And yeah, it's incredible.
I actually heard, when I first got wind of Pete Rock and CL Smooth as the group, I think it was Funk Flex. I think he played Mecca and the Soul Brother.
Yes,
Fam, I remember it. What was that? 1990? Was that 90?
Yeah, 1991.
I was a sophomore in high school. I remember listening to that.
Wow.
Good grief.
I was saying the same thing. I used to say the same thing, like listening back to the E.T. and be like, yo, those beats are unheard of. Like, no one's making nothing like
no
that.
No one was doing that.
Yeah, I never heard nothing like that, yo. And it was great. And then the album, when the album came, y'all did it through Elektra.
Yeah.
Did you know then that was it? That
is. You know what? I think I was so much. I wasn't even thinking about I was just having fun.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I was in this, I took this from my bedroom to the stage. Like, it's crazy. It's just like, you know, I didn't care about the props or anything. I was like, yo, I'm comfortable in a good space, what I like to do the most. Like, you know, I never came outside for weeks and days and months until I learned how to, you know, master the SP-1200, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah.
And then with that, I was just like, and then, you know, of course, the little bit of the ego sets in, and then, you know, you start enjoying the reaps of the game, you know, like the materialistic side of it. But me, I was always into the musical side of it. The materialistic just kind of knocked on the door and I let it in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I basically, you know, I was, everyone knew, that knows me, I'm a music person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At the end of the day,
but your music shows that too. But even like your body of work shows, even like in this day and age, like your body of work shows that you never really sold out. Like your main thing was just the music. I mean, just from your body of work alone, like it shows like you don't care about that materialistic or balling out. Like, of course, everybody wants some money, but you were like one of the pioneers of people that bought jazz into the mix for me, you know, like it opened the doors for me to listen to jazz. Like, what is this jazz all about? It made me listen more to the Nancy Wilson and horn players of the day. So that's definitely something I learned from you. So
yes, well, that's what's up, because I learned from my pops. He was the one that instilled that in me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I used to be in the crib, like 3-4 years old, looking at 45, like, what's that?
Yeah.
You know, then, you know, seeing my dad put the needle down and hearing this fantastic sound coming from it, like, oh, word? Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was crazy for me, and then it was history for me, because I feel you have to be born with the talent. You know, you can't just wake up one day want to be a DJ, or you can't wake up one day. I mean, you can, but you know what I'm saying? But if you want to be good, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be instilled in you from an early age, you know what I mean?
Right.
And people have to know that. And, you know, there's lots of folks out here now that wake up and say, okay, I want to be a DJ. But, you know, it's classes. It's like from kindergarten all the way to 12th grade through college. Like, you can't not go to school and want to be a DJ or producer.
Exactly.
I think you're going to be successful. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Now, Pete, I heard a rumor. I heard a rumor that, the Tribe Called Quest record, we got the jazz. What's the story? What's the story behind that?
The story behind that is simple. Like, you know, Tip liked the beat that I made. I made that joint, you know what I'm saying? And he actually just, you know, used it for his album, and he gave me credit on it. Not physical credit, but just saying my name at the end of the at the end of the song. At that time we was all young. It didn't dawn on me what you know that you know I'm supposed to get publishing this, that, and the third. You know, I didn't know any of that stuff back then. So I had to sit and learn about that and make sure that I got paid for the music. Because it's not just getting a fee. It's way more to it. It's paperwork. It's all that music business shenanigans. You know what I'm saying?
Because
right.
It's crazy. But, it's crazy because when I heard the rumor, I had to actually go back and listen to the record to hear the bounce.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? It tied in and made sense. Like, oh, okay. All right.
It's a lot of ghost Pete Rock beats out there that, you know, that I actually didn't get the credit for. But, I it's cool because, you know, I learned from that. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not mad at nobody, you know what I'm saying? But I've learned from my mistakes. And, you know, now it's that would never happen again. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, but I've done a lot of stuff out there. I've helped people, you know, just, you know, kind of. The production thing for me was something like once I got comfortable with it, I was out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I was just on this plane going so far away. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
With the production thing, and then you know, just working with CL and you know, getting signed to a major label. That was big for young guys. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Coming in the game, and you know, just meeting a whole bunch of people. Like, I think I probably know, like, every single person in the rap industry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, some of the new cats, I haven't met everyone yet, but, you know, I'm pretty sure that will happen soon.
Yeah, it's got to.
You know what I'm saying? I don't really have nothing against the new generation at all, other than make real music and put, you know, like, think about your audience and really care about the music that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't just, you know, you could kind of hear artists like not caring about, you know, you could just by the way the music sounds, some of the music sounds like they don't even give a damn. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
They're just throwing it out there at you.
Yeah.
With the money that's being put behind it.
Right, and that was one thing that me, myself, Heavy D, and CL always sat around the round table and said, nah, we got to make fire. Like, every time we you know, come to the table and talk about what we're going to do next, it's got to be historical. You know, we always, like, it was like a ritual with us, you know what I'm saying? Like, we make hit records. Hev was making hit records. He was working with Howie T and Teddy Riley and all these great producers, Marley Marl, you know, and that's where I got my knick-knack from, learning from them cats. You know what I mean? I used to be there with Hev.
Yeah.
Sitting in Howie T basement, like, oh, in Brooklyn, like, oh. You know what I mean?
What's up with the Camp Low project?
That's done. Mixtape, all done. I produced the whole new mixtape. The last mixtape, they used my beats and had a couple of guys just put my beats together. And the first one is still, I listen to that right now, actually.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the new one is going to be even better. I know Cass will probably say the new Camp Low 80 Blocks mixtape should be an album. But we have that too. You know what I mean? We got like four more songs we're doing for the album. So, like, and then I got Monumental out there with Tech and Steel. You know,
that's
right.
That's
incredible.
You know what I'm saying?
Incredible.
I think producers need to get back into producing whole albums, you know, for artists. You know what I mean? And just kind of like putting that real element of music back out there, man, because it's needed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So Pete, I don't wanna keep you.
I got time, bro. You know, I'm into the interview now, so you better ask me what you need to ask.
Yeah, I have another question about. I have a couple of more questions. You know.
Okay. Okay.
You are known for using a lot of horn samples and things like that. Who are your favorite? Like, let's say I'll start with tell me your top three jazz horn players that are your favorite.
I have to say Dizzy Gillespie, Miles mm-hmm. Davis, and Charles Mingus. You know what I'm
okay.
saying? Yeah, on the horn tip. And then there's another guy, Woody Shaw. He was dope. There's so many. John Coltrane.
There's so
Alex
many,
Coltrane,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Thelonious Monk on the piano. I mean, I go to various
go
different
in.
Artists that
yeah.
master certain instruments. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And do you
Rock.
Yourself play instruments as well?
I play the bass. You know, I play, mm-hmm. I'm learning the guitar. Ron Carter was somebody I listened to on the jazz tip when you talk about bass playing. I could sit here and name a whole heap of jazz
artists.
Yeah,
you could go forever.
Yeah, because there's so many great ones, you know, and that I learned from. And then, you know, but what outweighed that all was James Brown. You know what I'm saying? Because I have to say James Brown was the one who created the hit with the kick and the snare on the one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like a 1-2. Like James was ahead of himself. Doing that type of thing and created funk music. And, you know, we all love funk music, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
You know, James was the forefront. Was at the
Hell
forefront
yeah.
with that. So, yeah, that's my upbringing right there. And, of course, all the other soul and jazz artists, Aretha Franklin. I could go on for days. Barry White, Isaac Hayes, Luther Vandross. I mean, you know, we can go for days.
Yeah, man. I got a caller on the line that wanted. I got a question for you. Who we got out there? Six Man Radio.
It's Tyson Hall. What's good, people?
Hey.
What's
going on?
What's going on, T.Y.?
Nate Breezy, what's the deal?
Nothing too much, nothing too tough. Thank you for calling into the show.
No question. Yo, Pete, man, I want to, yo, first of all, congratulations to y'all on the show for keeping it popping. It's definitely necessary.
That's
and, I'm only calling in because you got P-Rock like, I'm getting ready to get into this fight and be like that, but P, you got me. I had a situation when you dropped Reminisce Over You. I was walking through John Jay. I was in John Jay at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was building with my man coming through the cafeteria. And he was like, yo, you heard that Reminisce joint? And I was like, yeah, that's just crazy. And you was walking right behind us.
Yeah, I used to go there. My man, you know, me and my man went to John Jay for a couple of semesters. But, you know, the music game actually just kind of made me real busy, and I didn't get to finish college. But I definitely want to go back, you know.
No question. And you was actually walking right behind us when we said it. We didn't have no clue. And
wow.
You kind of had in between us, and you was like, "What's good?" And that shit blew up my mind. We was
wow.
like,
shit "Yeah, my man,
crazy
life."
Yeah,
that's why
my man used to go to that school, so I used to go up there and you know, hang out with him and check out the girls and stuff.
Yeah. Question. It was a great look. I'm really close.
Yes,
it's not necessarily a question, man. It's really a thank you and a big ups to what you've done for this game. Your music and what you have contributed is so significant and rudimented with foundation and substance in terms of our creative abilities. I'm an artist and an actor and a filmmaker, and I take what you've contributed to hold it to a very high regard. So I'm calling to shout you out on that. Thank you, brother.
That's what's up. That's what's up. If you ever need some music done for your movies or anything, let me know, bro.
All right, well, if Nate Breezy got all your info, that's fam all for me. Yeah, you know?
No question.
And there's actually one more thing I'm going to say, and then I'm going to slide. You got on one of your albums, you got a cat saying how, you know, he's tired of brothers talking about how they murdering people and killing people and all of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talking about this and that, rappers talking that. And I actually have a painting that I had created with that same meaning behind it.
Wow.
And it's called The Verse, you know what I mean? And I thought I need to get you a copy of that, man, because I would like to contribute some album, you know, some art to maybe one of your albums or one of your projects or something like that. You know
what
I mean?
That's what's up. Yeah, man, that's what it is. That's what's up. I'm cool with that.
Question, no question, but doing what you do, fam, over there is definitely a need for you, for real, in this game, man. What
Thank
up?
You, man. I appreciate
All right.
it, bro. Yep.
Yeah, up to the radio stations, Nay. I'm going to holler at you for that info. Be good. Y'all keep it popping, all right?
No
Thank
doubt.
You.
All right, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yep,
yeah. Yeah, right, I like to hear that type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy, right? It's all for us. Like, I want to say thank you as well. You know what I mean?
No,
it's big. It's
Come
big.
On, man.
You know what I mean?
Baby, Future Flavor,
yeah.
all that. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And when I got your joint that notch, did you know I was playing that constantly? You know,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, yeah. That's big. That's big in itself that you even
yes.
knew who I was as an artist.
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah,
joint.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah. oh, yeah.
on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
So
you know,
I'm
a lover of hip hop music, man.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, man. Word up. So,
yeah.
well, what's up with I and I? Because I'm feeling. I was feeling them.
They around, they, you know, there's talks about, you know, maybe them coming back together. My man Robbo been calling me, and I sent him a few pieces, you know what I'm saying? So he's been writing. And, you know, as far as the group goes, I'm not sure about the whole group getting back together, but I just been conversating with one of the members, and, you know, we're talking about doing something again.
Yeah,
yeah
that's
yeah.
cool. And
right,
what about... another project with CL. We've been hearing rumors that's supposed to be popping off, but it hasn't just yet. So
no, I'm not sure if that's gonna. I hope that happens. You know, if it doesn't, then you know, right now I can't say that it will. But
yeah.
I think he's got something he's working on, so I guess you could look out for that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I gotta ask you because you know we ask every guest that come on. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. You can take a second. Think about it. You probably know off top.
Okay.
Top three MCs of all time. Top three producers of all time, hip-hop, that are alive.
Mm.
And top three hip-hop groups of all time.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Top three MCs. I'm going to have to say Nas for one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to say Big for another.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have to say Jay-Z. And the only reason why, because they're full of New York, man. Those
full of New York.
And that's why I got to say it, because you got Brooklyn, you got Queens, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, and then if you want to go older, like KRS and Rakim and Kane, like you got the Bronx involved, you got Long Island. It's crazy, man. I mean, you know. But those are my first three, and then producers, I'm gonna have to say Premier, Jay Dilla, and Knots.
Yeah,
but see,
three is not enough
because
it's
then,
not
you
enough,
know,
I like
Alchemist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's other dudes that I like, Havoc, you know what I'm saying? Like on the production tip, but you know, if you want to say those, I'm gonna say those three, and then groups. I'm going to have to say Gangstar, Pete Rock, CL Smooth, and Tribe Called Quest, man.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more. You know, rest his soul, MCA, we just lost him. R.I.P. to the Beastie Boys. I'm a big, huge fan of the Beastie Boys, and that hurts to hear, you know, someone go down that was so relevant and so like everyone knew who he was when he started spitting, you know what I'm saying? So you know, enough about to him and the whole Russell Simmons, Rick Rubin clique, and you know, I came up throughout that era when Run DMC, like, you know, was popping, and then, you know, kind of, you know, started working with them in the 90s, did Down with the King, and you know, Def Jam, the whole Russell Simmons. Russell and Rick Rubin were kind of calming down at that point, and the new person, the new guys were coming in, like myself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I had to gain those dudes' respect, though, you know what I mean? It wasn't easy to gain a Russell Simmons and a Rick Rubin's respect. I knew
respect.
I had to, you know, to put that work in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Jay-Z. I know you worked with you worked with Nas. You did the World Is Yours joint, which is crazy. And for Big, you did the Juicy, the remix for the Juicy joint. What joint did you do with Jay? You ain't do no joints with Jay?
I did a song called The Joy that's on Watch the Throne.
Yeah.
You know? It's actually on the deluxe version. That was my first workings with Jay ever. So
We played that tonight.
So plenty of that's my first time ever. Out of all the years we've been chasing each other, this is the first meeting right here. And I was always wondering,
like, why it took this long.
I don't know, man. You know, Jay is a hustler. He's a he moves around. You know, it's hard to catch it. It's hard to catch him. And he was on a mission. You know what I'm saying? Dude was on a mission. So,
I think it says a lot to that. He showed respect to that. And that said a lot to me when I heard that he had you on the album. Like, he really is hip hop to the core. Like, not like he wasn't before, but for me, it just showed like it doesn't matter to him. He's about the music, you know?
Definitely. Yeah. And back then, I used to have an office down in Manhattan, and he had came over there to Claire to ask me if he could clear the World Is Yours sample. You know, at the time, I think they gave me 50% of the Nas song, but he had to come to me or Nas or somebody just to try to clear it. And he came to me with a little paper bag. I was like, "What's in there?" It was some paper in there. It was some money in there. And I was like, "Look, I don't control none of that, man. You know, you gotta talk to at the time Eddie F. You know what I mean? Because he was the one that was that had everything under control with that stuff. So that I just had to tell that little quick story. You know?
That's a great story.
I'm trying to really work with Chicken Man after this first meeting. So hopefully we'll get something in, you know?
Y'all need to do that. 52, man.
52. Yeah, 50. You know, all these cats, man, I'm letting them know I'm still out here, bro. You know what I mean? Beats ain't changed, ain't nothing going nowhere. I'm still that dude, let's go. You know?
Yeah, man.
But I just think with today's artists, they put an age, they put a number on you, and it's just like, come on, man. You know, well, I got to fool myself again? Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not old and busted and twisted out here like, you know, my beats is suspect. Nah, man. You know what I mean? I'm killing. I make at least 5 or 6 or 7 beats a day.
Yeah.
I used to make way more than that, but, you know, that's a whole nother interview, bro.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother interview.
I want to get into a joint. I want to get into the Don't Be Mad joint. Green Lantern actually produced this one, but...
Yeah, sure.
Pete, on the MC side as well, like, these niggas don't even know, like, on the MC, the MC slash producer side, the new kids, they look to Kanye for that. I'm going to play them the blueprint.
All right.
I'm going to play them the blueprint right now. And then we're going to come back and finish talking to you, all right?
Okay, no problem, bro.
All right, let's get into it. Six-Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, Pete Rock. Don't be mad, that's good.
Crazy, my dude. You niggas hate me cause I live like a champion. I'm eating scampi and shrimp. And the vehicles I'm lamping in, you can't be in. I'm the one like Mr. Anderson. Rappers can't handle them. I hand them a handkerchief and a hang of shit. It's Pete Rock, the nigga you should be hanging with, banging with. But you having problems trying to tame your chick. And I know it makes you sick. See me in the six with your chick bumping my shit. Singing hot pitch, she on her sidekick. Telling her girls we got the hot shit. Bopping like, who made the beat? Green Lantern, bitch. Yeah, so pay the nigga homage. I'm about some dollars. I could pay for you to go to college. Sometimes a little modest, but yo, I'm no trick, girl. Collect cash is a motto.
girl. Y'all quick fast trying to come up in my world. This is grown man B.I. and y'all just swirls. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy for the NBC. My dad just spit this verse for the world and the rest of y'all boys. Rest in peace to Trouble T. Roy. Usually producing hit records, now I'm making the noise. Common point, the reflection in my voice should be the choice to make the people respect the movement. I did it, dog, of course I know what I'm doing. Pursuing what got tossed in the wind. There was a point in time, me, Puff, Eddie, and CL was friends. Have set trends and put the hood on. But you know the hood is hood, and the hood is do wrong. I ain't Rodney King, so I don't care if we get along. The point of the song is to make the wrongs right. You at the top of your career, but you not at your height. D-Mac or Scotty G, keep my hairline tight. Roll a backward over Dutch. The shop is exit 10 off the hutch. I spit this verse for Unique, 2-5 and Dutch. Reminiscing when I got the name Rock. Around the same time, Hef still lived on my block. The game flip-flop, and shit got controversial. Every man for themselves, I guess we going to commercial. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy for the NBC, my nigga. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy for the NBC, my nigga. Yeah, get it crunk, do your thing like Cam'ron. Pete Rock coming with heat and that's word bomb. Beastin' on the track like I lost my acorn. New York, bring it back to the east, dog. I'm trying to make ends meet, staying true to the streets. Kill them with the beats, make stacks and still eat. This is for my son E and the rest of my family. Holla at your boy, PRB, the recipe. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy for the NBC, my nigga. Don't be mad cause you can't do what I can. Like when Jordan went up, took that shot and switched hands. Don't be mad cause you not me. I'm a fucking poster boy for the NBC, my nigga. My nigga Green Lantern, one time for your mind. Yeah, taking hip hop by storm once again. You know? Legendary status. What? Yeah. Y'all niggas. One.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B. It's your boy, Sad D.
Yeah, when I heard that beat. You know what I'm saying?
Nadine Michelle and
that's
the
me.
Legend Pete Rock.
No doubt, man. That was an ill beat right there.
Yeah,
you know, Green came with it on that. I was like, yo, let me get that right there, fam.
Yeah. Yo, you was spitting though. You was going crazy.
Good looking, my dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? The thing is with me, the beat's always outshadowed the rhyme thing, but if I, you know, I always said when I focus and I got a beat going that I really love, that it'll bring the rhymes out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It'll bring the rhymes out. Sure.
Absolutely. Yo, you know, LP, I got somebody on the line that want to talk to you.
Okay.
They got a question or a comment for you.
All right.
Six Man Radio. Who we got
Yo,
on the line?
Hey, this is Jeff out of Chi-Town, man. Hey, I just want to say big ups to your show, man. I'm just surfing Blog Talk Radio. Just popped in when I seen Pete Rock up there. Pete Rock, big ups to you, bro, man. Hey, I'm going to tell you
this.
Reminisce, man, I must have played it like 1,000 times, man. I still got the tape. Still got the tape.
The tape.
That's what's up right there, man. You know what I'm saying? That was a big, big, big record for me. So, you know, I understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Hey, and I went to school out east. So I went to Temple, so I know, you know, Renee Nofel. You know, I see y'all connect on a few things like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's my sister, man. That's like my sister, man.
Yeah, well, she know Jeff for sure. We used to live in the same dorms and all kind of stuff back in the day. So,
dope. Yeah,
man. So, you know, but, hey, man, big shout-out to you, man. I just want to say big ups to Six Man Radio. I'm a host here, too, on Blog Talk Radio, man, so... I'm feeling.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Thanks for calling, fam. All
right. Hey, no problem, man.
All right. Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Pete.
Yep.
So who you feeling now? Like who's some of the new artists that you feeling that you actually when you hear that they got some shit out, you're like, all right, I'm gonna check for them.
Oh, Kanye, of course. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like, of course, Jay. You know what I mean? Rick Ross, Drake. You know, because I'm hearing these dudes over my beats. So, you know, if they're on something, if they're rhyming on something, and I hear a dope rhyme, but the beat is so-so, you know, I that automatically puts me in a frame to say, you know what? I like that dude. I can hear him on something I do. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Who else out here? J. Cole. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
There's a couple of other dudes that I'm feeling. I can't actually put a name on them, but, you know, I hear some of their stuff and how they spitting over joints, and I'm like, oh, Lox. That's like a given. You know, Kiss and Styles and Sheik, those are my dudes right there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of almost like my favorite rap group today right now. You know what I mean?
Who's Lox?
I like real stuff, you know. I love V-Dep. I love Black Rock.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you could spit, then you got my heart, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then that's just how I go. Ghost and the whole Wu-Tang, like, the when they bust on the scene, I was like, word, where'd they come from? You know, they just felt like the Avengers or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. As a collective, they were really
Wu-Tang.
Killing it.
Yeah, that's how they came in the game, so. You know, I mean, you know, mad respect to a lot of MCs that I've worked with, that I haven't worked with. Hopefully I'll get to work with people I haven't worked with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. The other day I saw you on Twitter. You was talking about the Bob Marley joint.
Oh, the movie. Oh, my God.
Yeah, which actually made me go check it out. You know what I'm saying?
That actually gives me inspiration to do whatever music I want to do like that. When I watch that, watching that, well, you know, you gotta watch. You gotta have something going when you're watching that joint.
And
you know, yo, when I was seeing the stories, it got me closer to him as far as knowing him more personally. You know what I mean? This is the best one that I've seen out of all the documentaries I've seen, because they went into depth of how he, you know, caught a seizure, jumped up out of that joint,
and kept it moving.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a display of strength right there. Like, that's a strong man. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because some people, you know, they got to get hospitalized after that. Son jumped up and said, Rastafari, and kept walking. You know what I'm saying? Like, that right there was the most intriguing part of the whole thing. And then after him getting shot and going on stage, he, you know, people was afraid for him, and he was just too brave. You know
no fear.
He didn't care, like, and that right there made me feel real, like, wow, man, I feel, he just gave me some power right there, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How many beats you make right after you seen that?
After, probably like six, man. I went in after that, bro, you know, but, you know, out of the six, I like four of them, you know what I'm saying? The other two, I just got to keep, you know, probably working on them joints to make it bloom into something.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you know?
Man. Yo, Pete, man. Yo, thank you for calling, bro. Thank
you.
Anytime.
I thought I
was
it. I was like, wow, 7:30 passed. Let me call these cats.
Well,
it was a pleasure having you. I mean, like, we could have a 3-hour show and wouldn't be enough talk to you, you know? Because
I
wanted to. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, you finish.
I wanted to touch base on Soul Survivor, which really just opened me to you, because that like your first solo debut album by yourself.
Incredible.
And I remember people were talking about it when it came out, and I'm like, is Pete Rock by himself, or what's going on? They were like, you got to check it. And I had this system in my car then. I played that thing so much, and again, it was on a tape, so... I had to, you know, I thought I had the souped up tape where, you know, it just automatically skipped a little space and went to the next one. I thought I was doing my thing. So I played it so much, and the fact that you had R&B on there with Vivian Malika and Miss Jones too with Soul Survivor and Loose Ends. Loose Ends to Take Your Time was like, it was just so
favorite
deep.
Group.
Like, it takes
favorite
me back.
Group ever. That was my favorite R&B group ever. And shout out to Steve Rifkin and the whole, that's the best rap label I've ever been on. Period.
Wow.
Like, you know, I used to walk in and Ponder be sitting there like going crazy on me. Yo, Pete, I used to listen to this and this, this. Yo, Reminisce did this for me and that. I was like, what? Oh, my God. And then, you know, Mobb Deep. And then you had Wu-Tang. I was on the best rap. Like, I felt like
yeah,
I was in rap
that was,
heaven.
Yeah,
like, you know
that
what
was
mean?
Rap heaven right there, definitely.
That was rap
even
heaven,
all the
that
people
label.
You had on the on this one album alone.
Yes,
just
that's how
like
I was able to, you know, being on Loud. Yeah, being on Loud, I was just, you know, able to work with those guys, you know.
Yeah.
So that was beautiful.
Nuts.
Yo,
mind-blowing.
Thank you.
It was so many joints on that. Wait, mind-blowing.
Yeah.
The joint with Black Thought.
Yes.
About that time.
Yes.
The Game.
Yes.
Yep.
It was so much shit on there, man.
Yes. I didn't even tell y'all this, the new stuff I'm working on. Got an album coming out with Premier. Me and Premier gotten together.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and figured we should do something exciting. You know what I'm saying? Called Pete Rock versus Premier or vice versa.
Oh,
shit. That's the theme. That's the theme
that's
of it.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what you're going to hear when you pop that in your CD deck. It's not
yeah,
much
they
crazy
got ready
pop.
For that, Pete.
Yeah,
Pete.
I know. You got to get ready for it. Got to get ready for it, you know, because hopefully
man.
I can incorporate some of these new artists on the album, so.
Yeah.
Another thing, I saw you at this joint in Manhattan at Live Baton Rouge with Revive the Live Band, and it was like a tribute to 1942 jazz, which had the influence. They featured you, really.
Wow.
And, like, played all, like, Pete Rock classics.
Wow.
And this is like a big 18-piece band that was, like, on the stage that was killing it. And I got to see that, and that was just, so incredible.
Yeah.
Scene,
thank you. I mean, rest in peace
really
to Jay Dilla. I've gotten to befriend him before he passed away, and it was you know, he invited me to Detroit. It was a great meeting, and I could tell, like, he was excited, you know, and then his mom pulled me to the side and was like, yo, you know you're his favorite, right? And I was like, wow. You know, and then we just kicked, he picked me up from the airport, blasting Mecca and the Soul Brother in the whip.
Wow.
He had the Navi, you know what I'm saying? He had the Navigator, and he pulled up to pick me up, and he rolled the window down, and that was when the Mecca and the Soul Brother album was playing. I had a bunch of beat cassettes that I wanted to hear, you know, I wanted to let him hear some beats on a cassette, you know what I'm saying? I popped the cassette in, and that's when they still making tape decks in them trucks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. You know, Jay Dilla, man, he was a big jazzy cat, like, who was, you know, record collection was crazy like mine, you know, ideas and just the gall to make music all types of the night, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were just alike, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He cornered it a little bit more. You know, he's done things that slipped past me. And I'd be like, oh, man. You know, he used to just reawaken certain things about me, you know?
Yeah.
And, I appreciate him for that, man. I love Jay Dilla for that, you know?
No doubt.
Wow.
Yeah.
No doubt. Yeah, man. Rest in peace, Jay Dilla. Definitely top five of all time.
Yes.
Right.
You know, on them boards, man.
Oh, yeah. Dude, oh, yeah. Definitely
a great. Yeah. So, once again, man, I want to thank you for calling in. 6 Minute Radio was an honor, you know,
no
all
problem.
Day, every day. You got a home here, man. This is adult contemporary hip-hop. This is our thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right.
For
all right. All right.
You whenever you got something to say, if you want to come on and talk about anything, your love of Marvel Comics, anything like that, all right?
Yeah,
you
know?
definitely.
Yeah,
and you got to see the Avengers, right?
Yeah, man. Last week, though, you know, I was fortunate to go to Premiere. I made some friends up there at Marvel, and, you know, I brought my son up there, and he went crazy when I brought him to the offices. And they took them on a little tour and showed them how they make comics, gave them some toys. It was dope, you know.
Wow, good. That's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, I'm a big head, big fan of Marvel.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right. So
we're
going to get into some more music. Six Man Radio. You already know it's the home of adult contemporary hip hop and R&B, man. Your boy Bassy along with Nadine Michelle. Peace out.
Right.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
No,
anytime,
guys. Anytime, you know.
All right.
Real, no doubt. No doubt. Yep.
Yes, sir. Six Man Radio in the building.
Woo! Look at the crowd.
Yeah, man. That was Pete Rock, man.
That was Pete Rock.
That was Pete Rock, man. Hold up.
On Six Man Radio.
Six Man Radio. That was big. Let's get into,
let's get into some more music. The show's almost over. I got to get ready for this fight, so let's get into this music.
Then
we got to go, unfortunately. But, you know.
We got to go. Talib Kweli is on an airplane. And he should be landing around any time now. We got about 10 more minutes left in the show. So if he gives us a call in before then we'll get him on for y'all.
Right. So sit tight. Don't go yet. Don't leave us.
Let's get into it. J. Rudy Damager, Can't Stop the Prophet, Pete Rock Remix. Let's get it.
Towards the darkness. Nah, yo, look towards the light. Yo, what is that? Supernova. Nah, man, that's a black hole.
Yo, it is.
I leap over lies in a single pound.
For you.
The black prophet, one day I got struck by knowledge of self. It gave me super scientific powers. Now I run through the ghetto, battling my arch nemesis, Mr. Ignorant.
Now I suppose you hope the little black boy grows. 18 years, young
younger than my mama. But I really got beaten to the girl of drama. In single parenthood, there I stood. By the time she was 21, had another one. This one's a girl, let's name her Pam. Same father as the first, but you don't give a damn. Irresponsible, plain not thinking. Papa said chill, but the brother keep winking. Till he rolled down, you would tear out your hide. On your side while the baby make a slide. The mama got wise to the game. The youngest of five kids, hun, here it is. After 10 years without no spouse, mama's getting married in the house. Listen, positive over negative, for the woman a master. Mother queen's rising a chapter. Deja vu, tell you what I'm gonna do when they reminisce over you, my God. Take back, I recall a man off the family tree. My right hand, Papa Jock, I see. Took me from a boy to a man, so I always had a father. When my biological didn't bother, taking care of this, so who am I to bicker? Not a bad sticker, but I'm clocking pop's liver. But you can never say that as life is through. Five kids at 21, believe he got a right to. Here we go while I check the team with the Portuguese lover at the age of 14. The same age, front page, no fuss. But I bet you all you know they live longer than us. Never been seen now, that's where you're wrong. But give the man a taste and he's gone. Nodding off sleep to a jazz tune, I can hear his head banging on the wall in the next room. I get the pillow and hope I don't wake him. For this man to cuss, hear it all in verbatim. Telling me how to raise my boy unless he's taking over. I said, Pop, maybe when you're older. We laughed all night about the hookers at the party. My old man standing yelling, good God almighty. Use your condom, take sips of the brew. When they reminisce over you, for real. Reminisce so you never forget this. The days are way back, so many bear witness the fitness. Take the first letter out of each word in this joint. Listen close as I prove my point. P to the R-O-Y, how did you and I meet in front of Big Lou's fighting in the street? But only you saw what took many time to see. I dedicate this to you for believing in me. Rain or shine, yes, in any weather. My grandma Pam holds the family together. My uncle Doc's the greatest, better get the latest. If we're talking about a car, Uncle Sterling got the latest. I strive to be live because I got no choice and run my own business like my aunt Joyce. So Pete Rock hit me, enough respect you when they reminisce over you. Listen.
Yeah.
Woo. That crowd is something else.
Yeah,
they standing up. Sit down. Take a seat. Oh, God. I love them.
Stop it. Cut it.
Bad Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop and that grown and sexy R&B. It is your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host, Nadine Michelle. What's up, Nate?
What's going on? Just getting ready for this fight.
Yeah, man.
There's already a fight that's on already.
Yeah, Floyd about to knock this nigga out, you know, in a minute, and that's going to be it. It's one of them days. Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo.
You think he gonna knock him? Yeah, he might knock him.
He gonna knock that nigga to
me. Oh.
Yo, I call fifth round. He gonna knock him out fifth round.
All right. Of course.
Yeah. He gonna knock
him out. The sixth
round
it is then. The sixth round it is. I don't know.
He going to jail. So, you know, he wanna have that knockout under his belt before he go to jail for a minute.
Yeah. How long he got?
I don't know. Don't give me a line. I have no idea. I don't think it's a long period of time. I don't think it's like the nigga gonna be washed up when he get out time.
Nah, I got y'all. This is something like something real short, but, you know.
Yeah.
He's going out with a bang, you know. You ain't got to worry about Money Mayweather. He's definitely about his paper and properly aligned financially.
Word. Shout out to Floyd Mayweather, Money Team. Shout out to those.
That's right.
Shout out to Ray J.
I wonder if Ray J is out there with them.
He probably
don't
is.
Get into no squabbles, Ray J. Don't get into no paper. Just play the back and enjoy. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, you know he out there with his red hood on. Shout out to him. Word up. Yeah, man. Yo, it was a great show, man. Shout out to Pete Rock for calling in. You know, that was big. That was big,
and
man.
Sticking with us for the show.
Yeah,
that was
man.
Major, you know.
Yeah, that was big.
So thank you for that. And then, unfortunately, you know, Talib's flight, he's... flight is delayed, and, you know, he didn't get to call into the show. But, you know, we'll have him back. I'm going to have another opportunity to talk to him. So definitely stick around. And next week's show, got a special classic R&B.
Wait, no, chill.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to let y'all know it's coming.
Yo,
coming
we got 15
Saturday.
Seconds left. We got 15 seconds left. We out of here. Let's get
right.
It.
Peace.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio. You are now listening
to Six Man Radio.
The home of adult contemporary hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.